John chapter 6. After these things Yeshua went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on those who were diseased. And Yeshua went upon a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Yeshua then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come to him, he says to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread so that these may eat?" And he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, so that each of them may receive a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says to him, "There is a boy here, who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" And Yeshua said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Yeshua took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those who were sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wished. When they were satisfied, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments that remain, so that nothing may be lost." Therefore they gathered them, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Yeshua did, said, "This is truly that prophet who should come into the world." When Yeshua therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force, to make him a king, he departed again to a mountain by himself alone. And when evening had now come, his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a boat, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Yeshua had not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Yeshua walking on the sea, and drawing near to the boat, and they were afraid. But he says to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. The day following, when the people who stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, save that one into which his disciples had entered, and that Yeshua did not go with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Yet there came other boats from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread, after the master had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Yeshua was not there, neither his disciples, they also took boats, and came to Capernaum, seeking Yeshua. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Yeshua answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate of the loaves, and were satisfied. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for that food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for Elohim the Father has sealed him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do, so that we may work the works of Elohim?" Yeshua answered and said to them, "This is the work of Elohim, that you believe in him whom he has sent." They said therefore to him, "What sign do you show then, so that we may see and believe you? What do you work?" "Our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Yeshua said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses did not give you that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Elohim is he who comes down from heaven, and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Master, always give us this bread." And Yeshua said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you also have seen me and do not believe. All who the Father gives me shall come to me, and him who comes to me I will in no way reject. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the Father's will who has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son, and believes in him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Yeshua the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I came down from heaven'?" Yeshua therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No man can come to me, unless the Father who has sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught from Elohim. Every man therefore who has heard, and has learned from the Father, comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he who is from Elohim, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man shall eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore contended among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Yeshua said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he who eats me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna, and are dead, he who eats of this bread shall live forever. He said these things in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore many of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Yeshua knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, Does this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who he was who would betray him. And he said, Therefore I said to you, that no man can come to me, unless it were given to him by my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Yeshua said to the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we believe, and are sure that you are that the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who was to betray him, being one of the 12.